Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom His favor rests. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Pharisees came to Jesus and said, "Go away, leave this area, because Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go and tell that fox, 'Behold, I cast out demons and I perform healings today and tomorrow. On the third day, I accomplish my purpose. Yet, I must continue on my way today, tomorrow, and the following day. For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under the wings, but you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned. But I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Today, life is like a battle against the evil spirit. Jesus was asked not to go to Jerusalem, but the will of Father that he has to go and suffer there and die there. St. Paul to the Ephesians, he said, "Draw your strength from the Lord and from his mighty power. Put on the armor of God so that you may be able to stand firm against the tactics of the devil." So it's a wartime for us, because the devil is putting us out of our way to the Lord. We have to fight. St. Paul tells us it's a warfare. You have to strengthen ourselves to fight against temptations. So it is a temptation for us not to look at the cross, not to carry our cross. But the Spirit of the Lord is encouraging us every day to do the will of God. We have to trust in the strength of the Lord. It's not easy, because temptation is always there. The devil doesn't want us to be close to Jesus, close to the Lord. The only way we have to tell Jesus, we trust in him. It is not easy, but our daily prayer in the morning, first of all, telling Jesus, we want to follow him. We want to follow the will of the Father. We need the strength. We need his help. So let us today tell ourselves, whatever we do, it's for the greater glory of God, not for ourselves. And ask Jesus to accompany us, to be with us, every moment of the day, whatever we do, either with friends, either doing housework or in the office, whatever we do, see Jesus in each person, listen to them, love them, encourage them, as if Jesus would do it for them.